Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is why I wanted Aaron Rodgers. Do I think that this team necessarily goes to the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers? Not the way they've played so far, but again, do I think there's talent on this team? Yeah, I think the offensive line can play. It's been worse the last couple weeks. It wasn't 9 sacks bad, I promise you that. Do I think Breece Hall is talented? Absolutely. Do I think that, you know, Garrett Wilson is talented? Obviously. Do I think this defense has a chance to be better than it's been? I think they showed that today, although the Broncos offense under Bo Nix really hasn't played all that well this year. A couple of moments, they did just beat the Eagles, although the Eagles are kind of falling apart here. But like, the reason I wanted Aaron Rodgers was to help this coach have stability. Like that, you're throwing away, and again, in the manner in which he did, we don't know exactly what happened. We know Aaron Rodgers' side of it. I don't remember now, but I don't think the Jets even commented on it or dismissed anything or said, you know, those events didn't happen, whatever the case may be, right? Aaron Rodgers tells you it was 20 seconds into the conversation that they pretty much told him they're moving on. Whatever. They decided to move on from Aaron Rodgers. He is now healthy, when every other quarterback in the division is not. He is healthy. They have an enormous lead in the division. He's going to win the AFC North this year. And they have a quarterback who Mike Tomlin would not play despite the corpse of Russell Wilson ruining his season the last 3 weeks and into the postseason. And still wouldn't play Justin Fields, who was 4-2 in the 6 games he played at the start of the year. That told me all I needed to know. Mike Tomlin is one of the best head coaches in the NFL. Is he a quarterback whisperer? No, but he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. He does not do things that put him in a worse position to win football games. When Russell Wilson was playing the way he was and he still didn't go to Justin Fields, that told me all I needed to know. And instead, they let him go to Pittsburgh. And look at the difference. If he had a quarterback here, and again, he's Mr. Culture. He's Mr., you know, let build the culture, include one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived in it, and go out there and just at least have a competent quarterback play, someone you can rely on. Now, again, I'm not saying that would have changed the season. I'm just saying, why the hell isn't he here giving this team a chance? He would have worked out a contract situation. You could have probably restructured it. You could have done something. As opposed to bringing in this quarterback who can't throw the football. And again, I'm pretty sure it was Willie Colon, but it was definitely in the Jets postgame. He needs to see it to throw it. That is exactly, I thought that was perfectly put. That's exactly how Justin Fields plays the game. And it might have worked in Ohio State where, you know, his top two receivers are NFL ready. His offensive line, 4 of the 5 are starters in the NFL, and they were dominating weaker opponents. Maybe it works. But in the NFL, you can't wait to see it before you throw it. It can't unfold and then make decisions. This has been his entire career. You took a flyer on him. I would have stuck with Aaron Rodgers. Outside of Aaron Rodgers, I didn't hate it. I didn't think there was a much better option than Justin Fields. Sure. Try. But In games where he can't throw it, can you have some sort of offense where you build around his legs? Like, he only ran the ball 7 times. If he can't throw it and you don't trust him to, scheme up something. Have that in your back pocket. Have plan B of, okay, now he's a running quarterback. Run something different. Do something. Give him easy passes. Get Breece Hall involved in the pass game. Something. But yeah. Yeah. As he's asked about, as he opens that press conference, he opens the press conference talking about how inept his passing attack was, and he let Aaron Rodgers go. Aaron Rodgers had to get out of here for the good of the culture building. And they are 0-6, and he's about to go win a division.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.